Nolte, Joe Biden's America Pays Putin $70 million per day for oil. By John Nolte on March 1, 2022. Think about the madness of this. Joe Biden is running around trying to look tough, hitting Russia with sanctions over Vladimir Putin's obscene invasion of Ukraine. But at the same time, we pay Russia in the vicinity of $70 million per day for oil imports. In other words, during these 7 days of Putin's criminal war against Ukraine, we've sent this same Putin during those same 7 days close to $500 million. What the hell is going on? On the one hand, Biden claims to be crippling Vlad with sanctions, while on the other hand, we're slipping him $70 million per day. This is nuts. But it's true. In 2021, the U.S. imported an average of 209,000 barrels per day. BPD. Of crude oil and 500,000 BPD of other petroleum products from Russia. And last I checked, oil is currently valued at $106 per barrel. And one of the reasons oil is so high is the war in Ukraine, so Vlad is making more money on his oil by waging his war with a peaceful neighbor. How great is that? What a sweet racket, eh? And that reality is brought to you directly from Joe Biden. For it is Biden who entered office, immediately killed off an American oil pipeline, and then turned around and approved Putin's pipeline, the Nord Stream 2. It is Biden who killed the energy independence we enjoyed under the Trump administration by, among other things, canceling lucrative oil leases. And for what? Look around. We're still using the same amount of oil. The only difference is that we're paying a hell of a lot more to import it. And we're helping to fund Putin's criminal invasion of a sovereign country that was no threat to Russia or anyone else. We're sending this monster $70 million per day when we don't have to. All we have to do is drill, dig, and frack here at home. How can Biden and Democrats scream bloody murder about the war in Ukraine when it is their absurd environmental policies that made that war possible? And it's not just America. It is also those left-wing idiots in the European Union who are closing operational nuclear power plants only to turn around and send billions to Putin for his oil, natural gas, and coal. If the Western world would simply tap its own energy resources, not only would Putin be too broke to wage an unjust war, he would not have leverage over a West that now has to rely on a tyrant to keep its lights on. So just keep all that in mind as Slow Joe runs around acting tough with Putin. The truth is that given a choice between developing our own resources and enriching a tyrant to the tune of $70 million per day, Biden chose to enrich the tyrant. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.